and welcome to BSE Insurance. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Brian.
And we are so glad you found us.
We're here to BS some insurance.
BSE Insurance today. Grab a drink and come back and let's chat. Today we're going to talk about recruiting agents to sell Medicare and ACA health insurance.
Sounds interesting.
It's very interesting because I think so many agents get in this business under some of these companies that a big part of your numbers are all about recruiting, and they've never recruited anybody a day in their life. So we're going to provide some guidance and hopefully a little bit of insight. And if you are coming to our podcast and you're looking for a home, keep listening because this is for you as well.
We're here to teach everybody.
Here to teach everybody. Okay. So I guess we're going to start at team building. Let's say that you are part of a bigger organization and you do not have an agency license and you just want to build a team of people. You think you know everything that you need to know now and that you're ready. You've been doing this a whole 60 seconds.
That's more than enough time.
More than enough time. So big thing we're going to talk about here is biting off more than you can chew, right? Biting off more than you can chew. Are you really in a place where you are able to mentor and really teach people? Do you know everything you need to know? Or do you have somebody you can go to for that?
Right. And we talked about this in a couple other podcasts as well. So you can always refer back to those ones. But what do you think makes somebody in a spot where they're ready to do it?
When you're not asking questions anymore from your upline.
At least not
or
stupid questions.
Consecutively, you know the right answers. Obviously, asking a question is not bad. If you guys have questions, hopefully you guys have an upline you can ask questions to. If you don't, then you seriously need to reevaluate where you're at. Just let's be honest with each other here.
Right. And it's definitely one thing to ask, you know, the one-off question or when you see something out of norm, right? But if you're asking the most simplest questions, like how do I get logged into, you know, this carrier portal? You're not ready.
You're not ready. Remember, I think the big thing that I take on to my shoulders is the fact that every time I bring somebody on to our agency, I'm responsible for them. While they have a huge part in their own personal responsibility, I am the person that they are relying on. I am the person that has given them a commitment that, hey, I am going to help you be the best you can be. And if I don't show up and I don't give my 100% to them, I failed that person.
Right. And you're very responsible to them in that way, but you're also financially responsible for them.
Oh, so, yeah. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, if you have an agent underneath of you and you've trained them poorly and they're out there writing bad business and next thing you know, all their stuff gets charged back, you've paid them. And now they're gone, you're on the hook for that money.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you paid somebody, you got paid, you know, $1,000 for a life insurance policy, you've paid out 900 of it, right? Because the guy did all the work. And now he's long gone and the policy charges back 2 months later. Mm-hmm. Guess who's on the hook for the entire $1,000? You are, as the upline.
Yeah. And don't buy the BS of no chargebacks because every company has a chargeback.
Oh, you will be charged back.
That's like bait and switch, guys, in this business.
If somebody's telling you that there's no chargebacks, that's straight up lie. Because if something, you can write policies and if you write it good, you know, most of them or a vast majority of them is not going to charge back.
I don't get a lot of chargebacks.
Right.
Even though I was a new agent.
But you never know. You're going to write a life insurance policy and that guy's going to die in month two. The policy pays out. Good for him. That's exactly what it's designed to do. But you're getting charged back.
Yeah. Or you write Medicare supplement. We're talking mostly about Medicare and health right now. You know, you write a Medicare supplement in November during AEP. And in January, you get paid. And in February, you know, your client gets a phone call from Humana sales team or Aetna sales team or United sales team. And bam, your member just got switched to a new plan. You have a full chargeback there. Full chargeback. Full 12 months.
Yep.
So that big check was nice, but does it stick?
Your $306 goes away like that.
Like that. So that is something you want to be aware of. And I think a lot of agents get in the business and team build, agency build, and they think that everyone thinks like them and everyone writes business like them. And if you train people the right way, most of them will, but you're still going to have those people that think they can outsmart the system, come in, write bad business, and leave. And it is running rampant in this business. Ask anybody who's been in this business for any length of time. And if they say that this is not true, then they're lying to you.
Right. And they haven't outsmarted the system, but they have outsmarted you, because now you're on the hook. And you can vector them, right? Or you can ding their credit, but you can't get blood from a stone. So,
and the good thing about ACA though is that it is paid as earned. So there is shouldn't ideally not be chargebacks with ACA, right? Because the carriers are paying like 60 days out after the fact. It's a slow pay, but you shouldn't be getting chargebacks. So that is a positive about selling ACA.
And once you make it through the first year on a Medicare Advantage, right?
Yeah, then it's month to month.
You don't have to worry about that. The first year, that after the first year on a plan, you're generally pretty good. But even on life insurance or the indemnity plans, you can set those up to pay you as earned as well.
Yes.
And you get paid the same. Yep. You just don't get paid that giant check up front, which when you're writing consistently, you don't really need the giant check up front.
Exactly. Yeah. So we're not saying this to scare you away, but we're just here to educate, right? Here to educate. I'm all about team building. We've got a couple agents on our team right now that I'm really pushing a team build, and because I know that they can do it and they can do it really well. But I think that we just all need to know what to expect. And there's not a lot of people out there talking about it. So that's why you found us.
Yeah.
Right? That's why you found us. So go slow. Go slow.
Right.
You don't need to hire 300 people in 1 year. If you do, I want to know what you're doing, because that's amazing. That is amazing. But you need to go slow because, again, remember, the people that you bring on, you need to be able to support and give them time. One thing I hate is that I talked to new agents and they said, oh, I was recruited by, you know, ABC insurance agency, but they set a really good game getting me in, getting me licensed. But then as soon as I got licensed, they didn't answer any phone calls or emails anymore. And I don't know what to do. It's because they pulled too many agents together and they don't have the time to train.
Right. So. And one of the reasons why agencies do that is because you can get better contracts when you have more downline agents.
Yes, exactly.
So it costs them next to nothing to bring on, 200 different agents, and you're not getting the support you need.
Yep. So again, if you are looking to build a team or you're newer in the industry, these are just red flags to be looking out for. I'm not saying all these companies are bad. I'm not saying you shouldn't work with them. But just things to be aware of, right? Things that I've learned over all these years being in the business. Another thing is when you're recruiting, you really got to get creative. And I think that's something I've done really, really well. Now, I'm not going to give you guys all of my creativity. I'm not going to tell you all my secrets. Only my agents get to know my secrets that are recruiting. But think outside of the box, right? Think about what you hated as a new agent. Or, the stuff that comes to you, right? We all get them. We all get the emails. We all get the phone calls. It's annoying.
It is.
Does anybody like it? I don't like it.
I still, 2 years later now, and I'm still getting phone calls and emails. Come join our
Almost
agency.
14 years later, I'm getting, hey, are you looking for a new agency to work? Dude, look at my stuff. It's all online. It's all public.
Yeah.
You should be able to see my trail. Well, but they don't. These are just mass hiring VAs.
We were just,
stuff like that.
I was just talking to a potential new agent a couple days ago, and he's like, "How come I'm getting all these calls, like, or emails? Like, did the testing center sell my information?"
Yeah, he thought that. Really?
No. The testing center didn't sell your information. It's when you sign up, your license information becomes a public record. So, simple enough to just search it and blast an email out.
Yep. But think of other creative ideas. To be honest, this podcast, we decided to start with the help of Cody Askins, actually. We went to a local 8%. We'll be at 8% this week, actually. So if you're there, say hi. But we started the podcast because he suggested, hey, start a podcast. It's going to help grow your agency and grow your team.
Yep. So you get to listen to us just spout information now. Congratulations.
And hopefully it helps you.
You can thank Cody Askins for this.
But
we thank Cody Askins.
It's creative, right? It's creative ways. It's not the ways that agents 20 years were doing. We got to get past that mindset. So you got to get creative. If what you're doing today isn't working, just like your sales process, right? It's the same situation, just a little different. If it's not working for you, examine what you're doing and fix it, right?
Right.
Fix it. Get creative. We are not doing, this business is not what it was 20 years ago. Parts of it is, but we have so many more tools at our fingertips.
At the same time, you don't have to necessarily reinvent the wheel either.
No.
Somebody out there is doing something that you can kind of not steal, right? But find a way to make your own.
Sending
an email has been, sending an email, right? It's not clickbait. Yeah. So find, if what you're doing is not working, see what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
Don't copy their email and put your name on it. But there's lessons to be learned from everybody.
Without giving away my secrets, I'll tell you about a conversation I had last week. We were on vacation, and so I'm coming back to doing some more recruiting. We're trying to recruit right now because open enrollment's coming up. But I actually had a couple conversations, really good ones, last week, and I actually was told by two of the three of them that I was not talking like the others. Everything I said seemed authentic, and I was not pushing the agenda like the others. So think about that, right? Think about humanizing the people that you're trying to recruit.
That might be one reason why we don't have so many people flocking to us, because we're not the people that's going to tell you it's easy. You're going to make $100,000 your first year. You won't even have to try. It's going to be super simple.
Yep.
Because honestly, that's not the truth.
It's not what I want. I don't want to take you on under a web of lies, as Brian calls
right.
it. No web of lies here. We're circle of trust.
If you're to bring it back, if you're going to be recruiting people and you're telling them this, then you're setting them up for failure.
Yeah. And these people have families, they have mortgages, they have rent to pay, they have food to put on the table. We have to be honest in this business. We've got to change that rhetoric, right? We've got to change that rhetoric. So when I get a new agent on the phone or somebody who's thinking about coming to work with us, I always ask what got you in the business? But also, what are your expectations, right? Where do you want to be? Because if your expectation is, and this was the expectation of this person I talked to last week, she was told that she had to sell a minimum of 5 policies a week. And by the way, this is a very limited company, like five carriers or less, mostly selling like final expense. I don't even think they did Medicare or ACA, but it doesn't matter. Five apps minimum. And then at 5 apps, she would be able to make about $1,500 a week. Didn't talk about renewals, nothing like that. So we got a brand new agent who has no other income coming in, who is already being put limits on their sale, like being told, look, you have to sell this or we're going to get rid of you. And then this is the amount of money you're definitely going to make from those 5 sales. So there's a lot of red flags there for me, guys. Can everybody sell 5 pieces of business a week? I think everybody can do that. Do I think everybody can do that five sales every week, every month of every year? No, I don't think so.
I think you can.
I never have.
Well, if you are putting the 40 to 50 to 60 hours a week into the process, yes.
Possibly.
Right? If you're dedicating that time.
Brand new, though.
And when you're brand new, it's hard to learn, right?
But it's hard to learn.
When you're dedicating that time, that's 60 hours a week to get it done, yeah, you can get it done.
So I'm very honest with the agents. I say, that's great. And I definitely think you can do that. But are you going to do that every single week? Probably not.
And what they didn't tell her was how much money it's going to cost her to get those
yes.
5 sales a week. How many leads is she going to have to buy
yes.
in order to make that happen?
Yes. So I started asking questions. I said, do you get leads? Every Monday, we all get an email with lists of people. Okay. Is that list unique to you? I don't think so. Okay. So how many agents work for them? Thousands. Thousands of agents work for this agency company. Okay. So we've got a list of people we're calling, and they're getting calls from at least probably 100 other agents. they're going to be super excited to talk to you on the phone, right? So now we have to learn alternatives to find clients. No big deal, but what are we doing to train? Oh, yeah, they don't do that. Okay, so then you got your warm market, right? Which is great, which is going to work for a week or two or three, and then you're going to be tapped out, right? So always, always, always starting these conversations with new agents, and I'm not talking them out of the business, but I'm talking to them about starting conversations and really thinking about where their business is going, right? Because what I don't want is bring on an agent that doesn't have the drive to do the business like they need to, first and foremost, right? Because if they think that they're just going to be handed leads, call them and make a bunch of sales, that's not my ideal agent. Maybe a telesales agency, like, you know, a center, like if you have a bunch of calls coming in and you're paying them an hourly rate, you know, that might be it. But for us as an agency, that's not really the way we're set up. So that's not really the agent I'm looking for. So really, you're building a team. You've got to figure out what type of agent you're looking for. Be honest on that. And then scale your recruiting around that, right? Ask the questions. I did not do that in the beginning. I didn't. I did not. I got a couple people into their insurance license, and I had a lot of expectations for them because of their past careers, but I didn't ask kind of questions like that, and I didn't start conversations like that. And unfortunately, I had a couple agents not succeed. Not because we didn't train, not because we weren't there for them. It's just they didn't have the drive. They didn't have the capability in their own mind, maybe, discipline to really put what they needed to put forth. Because maybe, you know, maybe my communication with them wasn't what it should have been. Maybe their communication to me wasn't what they should have been. But these are expectations you want to set in that first appointment with a new potential agent while you're team building. Do you want to add anything to that?
No, I mean, with some of those people that you're talking about, it definitely was. I won't say that you gave them a false sense of, you know, ability.
No.
Right. But
there was questions I should have asked.
There's questions you should have asked. And this job is harder than, you know, when you watch from the outside what it looks like. Right. Mm-hmm. It's hard to go for a lot of people, especially it's hard to even just go say hello to a stranger.
It is. Right. Yeah.
So, you know, some people have the gift of gab and they can walk up to anybody and talk. But for a lot of people, they're like, I don't know, I just don't want to talk to anybody today.
Yeah.
And if you have too many of those days where you don't want to talk to anybody, this job's not for you.
Yes. And right? We all know that if you're listening to this and you're trying to team build or build an agency, you should already know this.
Exactly.
You should already know this.
But don't try to, it's hard to teach somebody how to have that.
You can't teach it.
You can develop that over years. Mm. That's what I had to do. Mm-hmm. You know, develop that over years, the ability to just go start a conversation with somebody.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to do that when whether you make money to pay your mortgage.
Yeah.
Depends on your ability to do it, and you just can't do it.
Yeah. So, no doubt.
Don't set somebody up for failure like that. Exactly. Make sure they have the right personality.
Yep, exactly.
And you know, even still kind of hitting on that, they might be able to talk, but do they have that driven personality to go out there every day and put the effort in? Mm-hmm. You know, you got to be looking for those people, not just, you know, people that want to go out there and talk and do stuff without really doing stuff, yeah. Right? There's people, agents out there who are participating in everything but doing nothing.
Yeah, being able to execute. But again, having parts of that we can teach. But we want to set expectations. We want to build a community here, right? We want to build a community. That's our goal here at SVG. I opened the insurance agency because I wanted to build a bunch of me. I wanted to build a lot of people that do really good in their community and really, really put an effect on their community. This is why I've been in the Medicare market for almost 14 years now. And I love people and I love the senior market. And I want to make a lot of people like me. But I know what I've done wasn't necessarily ridiculously hard, but it's not everybody's cup of tea, right? And that's the things that we need the new people to hear, right? Not because we want to discourage people from the business. We just want to set expectations properly in the beginning so we don't get anybody messed up. Like one person I talked to, single mom, wonderful lady. She basically was told to quit any sort of job she had, side job, side hustles, anything, so she could commit to this full time, which I totally think to be super successful in this business, you have to have, this has to be your main focus. But also as a single mom, you've got to protect yourself. So I told her, I said, you know, it might not be a bad idea, like on the weekends, to grab a bartending job, right? Mm-hmm. Just so you have some extra cash coming in just for the first couple months, right? Something nobody's ever told her. Again, you can disagree with me if you're running a team or an agency, but I think most team builders and agency owners will agree with me that it's just, it's important to make sure that you are setting somebody up confidently so they stay with you. You know, last thing I want is an agent to come and get their license, get their AHIP done, get their FFM done, get everything in order, attend all these appointments, and then 3 weeks they're out of money and they have to quit and go get another job. I've seen it. I've talked to those people. I talked to agents that got recruited by these companies and they're like, yeah, I'm going to have to quit because I haven't got a paycheck in 3 weeks and I need to make my mortgage.
Yep.
If I had talked to them, I'd been like, okay, go get a serving job or something. We live in Florida, so we have a lot of hospitality jobs around us. So when I say go get a serving or bartending job, I say that because it's one of those fields that you can pick up one or two nights a week, really not take out of your schedule too much, and, you know, make a couple $100 pretty quickly so yeah. You can, you know, pay your electric bill.
But if you invest a month into somebody, you, and, you know, you got all that time and yep. getting them contracted and training, and then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, I just can't do this anymore. I'm not making any money. You wasted that month.
Yep. You wasted that time. You wasted your time. You wasted your money. So this is for you too. This is for you too.
Don't waste your time. Your time is valuable. Their time is valuable. Your time is valuable. Let's not waste it. Just make sure you're getting the right people.
Yep. Exactly. So
padding those numbers is not worth the headache.
I would love to hear your input. So if you follow us on YouTube, hit that like, hit that subscribe and comment. I would love to hear some creative tips and some tricks to recruiting, team building. And on the flip side, questions that you have, maybe you want to start doing this and you just don't know where to start.
One more thing. We are recording this in the middle of July 2024. And just a little message to you guys, if you're not paying attention. AHIP's open now, so you should get that done.
Go get it done now.
And your carriers are open now, so you should get those done. And if you have any CEs due by the end of the year, get those done. Because when season starts, you're going to be busy. Hopefully, you're not going to have time to get it done. So get it done.
Yes.
And if you're one of our agents listening to this, hint, hint.
Hint, hint. I think more than half of them are done.
Yeah.
Now, more than half. More than half.
More than half of us are done.
Yeah, I know. I haven't. I need to do my AHIP. I need to do my AHIP. I'm on module 5, guys. I'm module 5. So it's hard. It's hard. It's hard. It's hard. So
but AHIP's not hard. That's not what you're saying.
No. Just getting everything done in the day is hard. As team builder, agency owner, guys, listen here for a second. I have never been busier in my life than I have been the last 2 years. It is so much easier just to go out and sell things and go home. Just going to put that out there.
Yeah.
So much easier. But personally, I love teaching people. I love coaching. So there's that. But I will get my AHIP done.
Message for everybody.
Go get social with us. Love you guys. Be social. Find us on the Facebook, BSing Insurance, the podcast. We are all over everywhere. Podcasts are being listened to, Spotify and Amazon and Apple and you name it. And our YouTube. We're really trying to build. Would appreciate a follow there. And I'd love to hear what you guys think, the good, the bad, the ugly. Give it to me. And if you or an agent that you know is looking for a home, I would love to set up a call with you. Just to let you guys know, we are licensed. We are based out of Florida, but we are licensed in Georgia, New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Indiana, Tennessee, and Georgia's our newest state. Sorry, guys. And we are adding. We are constantly adding. So if you would like to come grow with us, we would love to chat with you. And come find us.
So. Planting seeds of growth all over the place.
All over. And if you're going to 8% in Springfield, Missouri, come say hey. Give us a comment. admin@sbginsurancegroup.com is our email. We'd love to talk to you. And just say hey and connect with other agents around the country.
Yep.
Until then, we'll see you guys next time.
All right. Bye. Bye.